Welcome to Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast. It's time to be healed. It's time to be restored. It's time to breathe. Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. Here's our host, Sandy James.
Hey there, welcome to Breathing Room. This is Sandy James. I'm so glad you tuned in this week. We have not heard from you. Most of you, we have not heard from you. You need to subscribe to this podcast and let us know that you're listening. We need to know that you're out there. It's easier to talk to you if we know who we're talking to. So it's so good that you're listening today. Let me know what you think about this program and previous programs. I'm here with my best friend, Mariah Bolliver.
Hello.
And we actually missed last week because we are getting ready for something huge. By the time you're listening to this, it is Friday, the 9th of July, and we are in Tampa, Florida.
Woohoo!
Do you remember why we're in Tampa? Pop quiz. We are in Tampa to release First Breath Tampa tomorrow morning at, the doors open at 8:30 at St. Pete Vineyard in St. Petersburg, and we want you to be there. It is a free event. We'll be going from 9 to 12, and you'll experience just a breath of what an actual breathe retreat feels like and is like. It is actually open to men and women. It is not strictly for women at this one. We want you to come because what we're doing is we're sowing that seed into the lives of Tampa as an offering in order to prepare for the breathe retreat that will be happening, we hope, in January of 2022 in that same area. So you are welcome to come. We need you to come. If you're listening to this and you want to support that mission, because it is a mission, we are flying or road tripping 7 people from Oklahoma City to Tampa, and we need your help to do it. It is an incredible expense, and we need your help to do it. We just need help from the body that believes in what the Lord is doing through us to do what we need to do this weekend. So come out. If you're anywhere in the Florida area or anywhere close to there, or you just want to hop on a plane and get there, we have people from Oklahoma City that are anticipating maybe wanting to just hop on a plane and get there anyway. We're so excited. God is doing so many great things. We want you to be a part. So you can reach out to us on breatheretreat.life and get all the information there. And you can donate to that mission as well on that channel right there on breatheretreat.life. You can also use your Cash App, $BreatheRetreat, and you can donate to us there too. We appreciate all the help that we can get on this particular mission because it is a seed sown in faith. We believe God has everything we need, and he's equipping this team with, culture-shaking, landscape-changing move of God. And we're going to release that into that area. We're not just coming because God's not moving in Tampa. God is moving in that area.
Yeah, he is.
We've been talking to churches all week. God is doing a great thing. So we're going to come alongside of those ministries and assist wherever we can and help them. We're actually coordinating with another ministry tonight. When you're listening to this, it's tonight. We're doing a worship event tonight. The Breathe worship team is doing a worship event tonight with another ministry. We're coordinating with them. And so we would love to see you at either or all of those events. Again, get all the information at breatheretreat.life. We want you to come. You need to be there. You definitely don't want to miss it. Let us know if you can help us. We love that. So what's going on today? What are we thinking about today?
Well, we've just been dwelling on this scripture. Let's just launch.
Yeah.
Sister, are you ready to launch?
We like launching.
Okay.
Launching is fun.
This is something the Lord has just really put on our hearts the last few days. This is Hebrews 10:14. So I'm just going to read it and we can just launch into discussion here. It says, "For by one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified." Okay. What in the world does that even mean?
You have to analyze that grammatically.
Okay. Hit it, sister.
Because, I'm a teacher, and so I have to analyze that.
I feel like we need a whiteboard right now.
We do. We need a whiteboard. Can you imagine a whiteboard? Dear listener, can you imagine a whiteboard in your head? Because For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are being sanctified. Well, sanctified means set apart and perfected. Yes, you knew that, right? Because you're a Hebrew scholar. Exactly. So he has perfected forever those who are being perfected and set apart. Right. Wait, he has perfected forever.
So it's done.
So it's done. It's finished. Those that are being perfected, that's ongoing.
So can something be done and be in the process of being done?
So that's my question to you. Can something be done and be in the process of being done? Well, you better hope so, because that's how the Lord does everything. He finishes a thing and then he starts.
Come on.
The Lamb was slain from the foundation of the earth. Yes? And then Jesus came and lived a perfect life and the perfect Lamb was slain.
Wow.
And he rose from the dead 3 days later. But before any of that happened, the Lord said he was slain from the foundation of the earth. What? You know why? He's outside of time.
Yeah.
He lives above time. So if you are in a helicopter, right, way above where you live, you could see the beginning of the road and the end of the road all at the same time.
Right.
So he can end a thing and then he starts a thing. So by one man's offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified, meaning set apart and protected. You got to think of it. You stop. We tend to read scriptures like we know what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've heard that in church all my life. You have no idea what that meant. Mm-hmm. What that means is that you are made perfect now, right? And you are still being perfected in the midst of that.
This is such good news. I don't know. I'm like so encouraged by this verse. It has been wrecking my life in the best way.
We had long conversations about this morning.
Well, because here's the thing. I can be, like the other day, I just totally believed a lie of the enemy about condemnation and just all kinds of stuff. And I was really condemned all day long. I don't know if any of you guys ever deal with condemnation.
Never.
But it usually looks something like this. I make a mistake or whatever, and then I'm like, oh no, I made a mistake. And then I jump in this hole of condemnation for however long it takes me to really actually listen to the Holy Spirit, who has already forgiven me for whatever that mistake was. I never have to be condemned, ever. That's not who I am, and that's not who he made me. But just in the middle of dealing with this, the Lord just helps me to break through it, okay? And I'm in a church service, and I'm there with Sandy, and we had been breaking through this all day long, but there was this moment here. It's like, oh my goodness, I don't have to be condemned. And then the very next night, I got to lead worship with some friends. So here's the deal. If I am not perfect right now, like if I'm struggling with things, how can the Lord use me? Well, praise God, he can, because I'm being perfected. I don't have to be like at a certain level or a certain place that's like, okay, when I have everything right and all my ducks in a row, then I can lead something, or then I can pray over somebody, or then etc., etc. It's no. I get to live perfect in Jesus because he's made me perfect.
He is my perfection.
Exactly. Who am I? I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus right now.
Right now.
Right now. Whether I've believed a lie today or not, that's who I am. So repentance becomes this beautiful tool that's so easy. And it's so amazing. And Jesus doesn't even want you to feel guilty. It says that. It says it. Do not even feel guilty. Come boldly before the throne of God. That's what it says.
Oh, we got to get to that one. Keep going.
Can you pull? Okay, pulled up that scripture. Keep I don't going. Remember where that is. But we talked about that in church the other day. Don't even feel guilty, but come before the throne of God boldly. What is that? He actually wants us to just, even when we make a mistake, we believe a lie, whatever thing happens, we repent. Just repent quickly, okay? He wants you to come back in and just sit on his lap and be his friend. Like, that's not, he doesn't want you to dwell in the condemnation of that mistake, because you're never going to get free. You're always going to feel rejected. Did you find it?
Yeah, I found it. It's in Hebrews 4:16, I believe. And it says, so now we draw near freely and boldly to where grace is enthroned to receive mercy's kiss and discover the grace we urgently need to strengthen us in our time of weakness. What in the world?
That's serious.
We draw near freely and boldly to where grace is enthroned. So we get full access, but we only get full access by grace. We don't get full access through all of your performing and all of your doing well or not doing. Because on your best day, beloved, on my best day, I am falling woefully short of Jesus himself. But I am in him, and I am through him, and he is living in me and moving in me. In him I live and move and have my being.
Yeah.
It's not in you. You are made perfect. And by the way, he's making you perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You are saved. And by the way, you're getting saved.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, someday you'll really be saved. Because it's a progressive thing. It is a progressive thing. Now, how does that... Let's take a break for our sponsor. And let's talk... When we come back from this break, let's talk about how that works with dealing with people in our lives. Because sometimes... The way we deal with people in our lives, although we may believe this for ourselves, because we judge ourselves by our good intentions, but we judge everyone else by their actions. So what does this look like in dealing with people and qualifying them or disqualifying them for ministry or for whatever it is? Let's talk about that in a minute. Take a break for our sponsor.
Hello, friends. This is Greg with Greg James Designs. We design barndominium homes. Metal building homes, and pole barn homes. If you would like to call us and discuss your project, feel free. 405-697-2110 or visit us on the web at gregjamesdesigns.com. We would love to talk about your project. Give us a call.
Okay, welcome back to Breathing Room. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Again, we are in Tampa. As you're listening to this, we are in Tampa preparing for First Breath. Yes, tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, doors open at 8:30 at St. Pete's Vineyard. We want you there. Absolutely. In St. Petersburg, Florida, we are going to release a prophetic breath over this area. And the weather's been responding, Mariah.
Woo.
They were sending Elsa, the hurricane that never came.
That's the name of it?
She's the hurricane that never came. Because there is, the name of Jesus is higher than any other name.
Amen.
And we ain't got time.
No, we
got things to do. We got things the Lord called us to do. Mm-hmm. He knew what day he called us to do this. And we were going to make it. And there will be no flights delayed. There will be nobody injured. Elsa is taking another route, and she is being downgraded and downgraded and downgraded. She has no authority to stop what the Lord is doing. So, by the way, you should come, because if the enemy is so concerned about this that he sends a hurricane to stop us,
it's going to be.
I think that's hysterical, and I think that would not be something I would want to miss. So, anyway, tomorrow, the 10th of July, at St. Pete Vineyard, doors open at 8:30. Do not be late. It's only a 3-hour event. You do not want to miss this. You don't want to miss one moment of what's going to happen. We're bringing all kinds of surprises from you straight from the heartland. We're driving them across the country. So anyway, we were talking about Hebrews 10,
yes.
Right?
Yeah,
and that those that are perfected forever, through one man's sacrifice, we have been perfected forever, those that are sanctified.
Yes.
Right. So he perfected us, and then he's perfecting us. He finished it, and now he's writing that book. The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the earth, and then somewhere along the line in the future, there was a virgin in Nazareth who gave birth to Jesus, the Word of God made flesh, and the Lamb was slain on the cross. Right. Because he already ended it. The Lamb was already slain from the foundation of the earth. How do we deal with this? You were talking about how encouraging that is for us,
for the
grace of God on us, because it's only by grace that we come freely before the throne. We say, Lord, I need your help, and I need it right now. I don't need it when I feel better. I'm not going to feel better until I get your help. We come to where mercy is enthroned, because he lived and died for mercy. Mercy is all that he was thinking of. when he did what he needed to do. We receive mercy's kiss and we discover the grace we urgently need to strengthen us in our time of weakness.
Now, how do we use this in view of other people in our lives? Because like you were saying earlier, we tend to judge people by their actions and judge ourselves by our great intentions, right?
It's true.
Okay, can I help you with this for just a second? Sometimes I see my own intentions because, again, this is me, girls and guys who are listening, getting free of condemnation, okay? So usually what I do is I think, oh my gosh, like, I'm really struggling with that, or I'm really dealing with fear. And so I look through that lens. And then these people must never deal with that. So, like, there's this reverse thing. And I'm like, oh, I'm so great. I'm wonderful and perfect. And I thought through the process of that perfectly. And they didn't. They, look at them. They didn't do that right. They should have done it the way I did it. Or whatever, you know? Right. So how do we use this verse to help us with that relationally?
Well, we always fight from a place, whether it's personally or with people. We always fight from a place of victory. So if I'm perfected forever and I'm being sanctified currently, then I'm always approaching whatever I'm dealing with, whether it's motherhood or whether it's ministry or whether it's whatever, from a place of I'm already perfected. I start there. Mm-hmm. Then the enemy has no sticking point with me.
Right.
So if I don't see a perfect place in my life, mm-hmm. if I see an imperfect place in my life, then I'm not moved by that because I know what is true and I'm hidden with Christ in God. I'm hidden in his perfection. He didn't die for himself. He died for me.
Yeah.
He didn't even live for himself. He didn't have to live a perfect life. He had a perfect life. He could have stayed in heaven. Everything would have been fine.
Yeah.
He didn't do that for himself. He did it for me. He did it on my behalf. I'm in covenant with him. We keep talking about this because it all goes back to covenant. So I'm fighting, I'm approaching everything I'm approaching from a place of victory.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus and I'm getting healed all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't always do this properly. Friends need to hold me accountable. But I'm trying not, my plan is not to allow what I'm dealing with currently to deflect from the truth that I am healed by the stripes of Jesus, or to put me in condemnation, or to put me in discouragement, right? I'm not discouraged with me,
right.
And I'm not discouraged with this. My eyes are fixed
mm-hmm.
on what he has fixed his eyes on. Because like we talked about before the break, on your best day, mama, when you haven't yelled at the kids, the house is clean, everybody's gathered around the table singing hallelujah before you homeschool, on your best day, you're missing it somewhere. And I don't mean to condemn you, I just know you, because I am you.
Right.
You know, and on your worst day, there's not a lot of difference between your best day and your worst day. It's just it's the brownies burnt, and it's my time of the month, and it's just that. It's just that,
yeah.
Right? The kids flipped out, and you gave one too many spankings that day. It's just that that's your day, right? And you have to understand that the Lord of glory has already summed this up for you, that you are perfected forever. So when I'm dealing with people, I'm going back to the man. I always think of this. The guy that had 2,000 devils. Remember the madman of Gadara?
Yeah.
Remember this guy?
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is. All I know is he's cutting himself. You think cutting is a new thing? It's not a new thing. This is ancient self-harm.
Yeah.
Ancient. He was cutting himself with stones. It's a demonic thing. Get over it. It's demonic. Just cast it out. You have authority over that. If you're doing that, or if your kids are doing that, cast that thing out. You have authority over that. It's at the devil. No big deal. And so he's given over to this devil. He's got 2,000, I mean, I don't know how many spirits he had in him, but 2,000 swine threw themselves off the cliff right after Jesus cast the devils into the swine. So if there was one per pig, I would count 2,000 devils. That's big. Either way, that's a big problem to have. That's a bad day all day long. So the thing is that I am shocked by the fact that Jesus ministered to him. And I don't know how long it was, but it was not more than a day. It was maybe a few hours, right? Ministers to him, gets him dressed. That's all good. Had no clothes on. Gets him dressed.
You gotta start somewhere.
And sends him back home and says, preach the word for me. Tell them about me. Didn't take him through a big discipleship program. Didn't say, read my book and you'll qualify. Didn't say, if you fast and pray for 6 months, I'll use you. Didn't say any of that. And you know, the disciples must have said, Lord, I think he might want to come closer and just, I don't know, maybe a Bible study or two.
Lord,
I'm a little less.
Literally naked to
maybe, maybe he would hinder the Holy Spirit. Because you know, even though the devils were all cast out of that man, I don't know if you've ever had devils cast out of you, but when the devil leaves, it's not when the habit they trained you in leaves. There's some working out of patterns that you sometimes need to go through that takes a little time. Jesus didn't even take a thought of that. He just sent him off in the ministry, happy as a lark. And that man, because of that man, that whole Decapolis area was saved. The whole region got saved because of that man's story. He had one story. I was the naked guy in the graveyard. That was his story. That was his sermon. That's all he knew. He didn't know how to read Hebrew. He wasn't schooled. He didn't know any of this stuff. And the Lord used him because he was willing, not because he was perfect. Because he was willing and he was yielded. The man yielded, he yielded to Jesus. And it says that he was following along behind him when Jesus said, no, go back and tell them what I've done for you. So he wanted to follow Jesus. And Jesus made him the head of the ministry in that region that day.
Wow. Why?
Come on.
Because he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
Them that are sanctified.
Wow.
Okay. So here's the thing. We only have a few minutes left. We'll continue this next week, but we want you to be saved. It's time for you to be saved. You are not tuned into this podcast wherever you are by accident. None of it is by accident. We are here to tell you the King of Glory wants to make covenant with you. He's already made covenant with you through the blood of his son. And you receive that by the words of your mouth and by the attitude of your heart. It's easy. We can do it right now. We can do it right now, and no one gets to judge whether this is real. You judge this. If you want a relationship with God, we're going to lead you in a prayer that will put you in that place. And then it's up to you whether you yield to the Lord. But here's what I'm believing God for. You will yield to him, because that's why you're tuned in today.
Yeah.
It's because you're hungry. You're here because God knows you're hungry. So pray with me. Mariah will pray after me. You follow her, and we will lead you to Jesus in this moment. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. If you're driving, do not close your eyes. But if you are not driving, you should close your eyes and focus your heart. There's nothing religious about that. It's just about focusing your attention and getting your mind off of other things. So say this with me. Say, Father.
Father.
I receive now. The sacrifice of Jesus.
The sacrifice of Jesus.
For me. And I declare. That my life. Now belongs.
To Jesus.
My life.
Is not my own.
I live by faith. In the Son of God. Who is Jesus. I call him Lord. I renounce all the works of the devil. And I receive all the life that you want to give me. Holy Spirit. I yield to you. In my spirit, my soul, and my body. And I ask you to take my life. And do something amazing with it. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, we want to know it.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. We got to hear from you. Contact us. BreatheRetreat.life. There's a contact page on that website. Let us know that you gave your life to Jesus. We love you and we're here from you. And we will talk to you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. To find out more about Breathe Retreat, visit BreatheRetreat.life. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Join us next week for Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast.